Recording.
Okay, so one night, I would say about 6 months ago, my boyfriend had smoked marijuana, and we were talking, and he got up to go smoke a cigarette by the front door, and all of a sudden, he's just standing there with the cigarette, and he's playing with the cigarette, and I asked him, "What's wrong with you?" And he said that there was something moving up and down his cigarette. And I said, I looked at him and I said, "Well, there's nothing on your cigarette." He said, "Well, I'll see it." And shortly after that, I would say about 15, 20 minutes later, he went to go lay down in the bed. And he was laying down in the bed, and I sat down in the bed, and I looked at his face. And they had this stuff all over her face. So I'm sitting there and I'm trying to pick it off. This stuff is moving around. Okay, that's what I explain it to you. Do you know how mercury does if you take it in your hand? And I know that that's very poisonous, but I know that as a child, I played with mercury. And I don't know if you've ever played with mercury before in your life or seen someone play with mercury. Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what it does? It beads up, which this stuff isn't beat up, okay? This is just an example. But do you know how it comes back together?
I know it looks like liquid metal.
Yeah, well, this stuff didn't look like metal, okay? It, I don't know how to explain it. It was grayish, purplish in color. Kind of looked like it could be almost translucent, but it had, it was like a, I don't know how to explain it. It was almost like a dark gray cloud, but it acted as if it was mercury. But at the same time, it had its own movement, like it was alive or something. And when I was taking the stuff off of his face, it was going in and out of his nose, his eyeballs, his ears. And I'm taking it off of him, and it's getting all over me. God, it was all over my shirt. It was up and down my arm. It was moving all around. It was going in and out of my fingernails. It was really, really strange. It was coming out of my phone. Galore. I mean, I don't know if it came out of the phone originally, but I know that stuff was everywhere. It was all over my bed. And it was, okay, it was like a dew. It was kind of dewy because when I was like, spread my fingers apart, it was like, you know how you get goo on your hands if you ever played with like children's gooey putty or something like that? And you put it in your hand and you stretch your hand out and it kind of stretches in between your fingers. Well, that's what it was doing. But in all reality, it wasn't even there, but we were both seeing the same thing at the same time. I never smoked marijuana. He did. You don't hallucinate off of marijuana. So it wasn't a hallucination, being that we both were seeing the same thing, and we both still can't explain it. Actually, the conversation's very weird when it comes up. He doesn't even want to talk about it. And when I do talk about it, he tries to explain it away with, "Oh, I was just hallucinating off of the marijuana," which has never happened before. And then I seen this stuff for the second time during the last blood moon, which was a couple of nights ago. Same thing. So it was really strange. I don't know what that is. But it's definitely alive because it had its own movement to it. And it's like some sort of looks like dew, it acts like mercury, and the stuff is all over the place.
Wow. Was it coming out of your cell phone?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely coming out of my cell phone. A lot. I mean, that's why I'm saying, I don't know if it originally was coming out of my cell phone and it got all over like that, but it was definitely coming out of my cell phone. Yeah, a lot of it. That's where a lot of it was coming out. I mean, my phone was completely covered in it.
Where did it go?
I don't know. It was going everywhere. It was going all in my body. It was going all in his body. Eventually, I ended up falling asleep with this stuff all over us because I couldn't get it off. Every time I try to get it off, it sticks. It's sticking to me, and it would go in, and it would come out. It was really, really weird. And then the other night, it happened again, but it happened to me alone. And but I went over to a neighbor's house, my neighbor's house, and he had it all over him too. But he didn't. I just knew that.
Okay. Is that it for that story?
Huh?
Is that it for the goo?